You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. We're joined by Devlin Eden once again. Dev, nice to see you.
Brad, how's it? Yeah, it's good to be here.
Excellent. Great question today regarding COVID, and it's from Julie. Julie's saying, I'm having to self-isolate because her son has tested positive, so she isn't able to run. She's a few days behind her schedule as it is. I'll do as many of the strength sessions as possible, but what else can she do? Obviously she doesn't know if she is going to test positive. Do you need to err on the side of caution, or can she keep training? She does have a race coming up in about a month's time. A 10K that she doesn't want to miss out on. What can Julie do to make sure that she's ready for that 10K?
Yeah, so Brad, you sort of touched on the point of firstly making sure that she's healthy and not sure whether she will test positive or not. So I think that's going to be first and foremost. You do always want to err on the side of caution. Again, we really don't know the effects COVID has on training, on athletic performance yet. So always going to suggest erring on the side of caution. If you're able to do strength work that doesn't necessarily get the heart rate up, you're probably all right. And quite frankly, that would be all right to keep yourself going, even if you are in isolation and you test negative and you don't have COVID and don't have any symptoms. The strength work is going to be absolutely vital. If all's well and she is healthy and tests negative, then we generally don't suggest trying to run around your garden or on your balcony. There's always other risks of injuries and that involved there. So unless you have access to a treadmill at home, possibly a stationary bike or a rowing machine, my suggestion would be to just keep up with the strength training. Keep ticking that over. It will be a 10-day isolation. You won't lose too much in terms of training. And then back to training, sort of easing yourself back in, obviously not jumping straight into the first interval session. If you have got access to a stationary bike or a treadmill at home, then you're good. Then, I mean, we can carry on ticking over. Again, always just making sure that there is no sign of symptoms. Watching heart rate, having a look at what your resting heart rate is as well, and just, yeah, health always has to come first in a case like this.
Absolutely. I saw a photo on Facebook the other day, Dev. Someone was living in an apartment building and they were self-isolating, and they had about a 15-meter balcony, which they got plastic liner, like thick plastic, and they literally lined the entire balcony and then filled it up with water. And it was one of those sort of balconies that was like jutting out. I think the structural engineers must have been worried that the building was going to fall over. But we wouldn't suggest building a swimming pool on your balcony of your apartment. That's definitely for sure. Dev, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time today.
Cool. Thanks, Brad.
Brad here again. Before I go, if you're peri or postmenopausal, then join sports scientist and head of the female athlete program here at coachparry.com, Shona Hendricks, in our upcoming Running Through Menopause Masterclass. If you'd like to recover from sessions quicker, not feel fatigued or tired all the time, run pain and injury free, improve your endurance, and of course, run faster to and through menopause, then head over to coachparry.com/menopause or simply click on the link in your podcast player now.